January 6. Communicating love. Being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. There is no greater communication of love than proclaiming the gospel of God. Such a love forfeits lesser benefits, being well thought of, meeting the expectations of others, holding a prestigious title, enjoying a comfortable life, and so on, for the sake of making the good news of Jesus known. Not that those blessings can be given to us by God, but they are not primary. Notice that Paul and his missionary partners sought to share both the gospel and themselves. The gospel is best communicated within a loving friendship. But a loving friendship is not the same as gospel communication. No one declares the gospel passively. It must be actively shared. And so we see that while Paul labored to build strong relationships, he also proclaimed to the Thessalonians the gospel of God. The word proclaimed in this verse denotes the action of a herald who declares what is given to him to say. A herald's job is not to make things up, to respond to all the felt needs of those around them, or to make people feel good. It is to stand up and to speak up. If you are a gospel believer, you are a gospel herald. The only question is, how effective a herald are you? We cannot replace the God-given message of the cross with our own views. If we get caught up in the desire to impress others, then we will quickly neglect what's most important. We are meant to go into the throne room of the King, to receive his message, to enter our little spheres of influence, and to share what he has said, nothing more and nothing less. As John Stott writes, every authentic Christian ministry begins here, with the conviction that we have been called to handle God's word as its guardians and heralds. We must not be satisfied with rumors of God as a substitute for the good news from God. Some of us, then, need to love others enough to spend time with them, serving them, and demonstrating that we are for them, so that we might love them by sharing the gospel of love with them. Others of us, though, need to use the friendships and networks we already enjoy as bridges for the gospel. What will gospel sharing love for others look like for you in the place and among the people God has set you today? Whatever the answer, remember this: there is no better way you can love and care for others than to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, and is published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.